Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Gentlemen, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I was just... Did you have a Malteser?
I did. I chewed them.
We didn't stuff them out too much with them.
I just have to explain, firstly, I've Gavin Ring with me and I've Patrick Rafter. That's the first thing I have to say. And the second thing is, with our new policy here in RTE, when I say, would you like a Malteser? We are now saying, there are, of course, other sweets. Very important. You have to say these things. Very important.
Absolutely. Maltesers are one of the best, Gavin.
Well, yeah, you are now.
They are amazing. Go on, Charles, join in.
And you see, when one of you is speaking, the other one can have a Malteser. Well, fine, okay, so
that's a good plan.
Patrick is easy at the moment, so I'll speak.
I was saying the other day, every time I introduce you, I just kind of shout. He's got the biggest voice in Ireland.
I say you break out in a sweat when whenever I come into the studio.
That's what I have to do every time you come in. Listen, it's lovely to have the two of you.
Thank you, Margaret, to be here.
Not that we'll forget to do it, but let me just remind people or tell people, 26th of this month, 8 o'clock, main stage, NCH, and it is the Elements of Genius, they're calling it.
That's it.
Mr. McCormack and Mr. Chrysler, so that's a big event that's coming our way, which is you pair. Firstly, where did you get that jacket? Oh, you've taken it off.
Gavin, can I
just make the point? It's like a smoking jacket. Where's the smoking jacket, is it?
I don't know what is this. It's got lovely silk here on the front. My wee wife is from the north of Ireland.
And I found this week. Talk like that.
Oh, you'd never know, now. And I found this up in Belfast, and it's a keeper. It's bloody lovely.
It's lovely.
It gets me more compliments than my violin playing.
How is the violin, by the way?
There was a massive catastrophe in Paris. Did you hear about this? I was chatting with Gavin, actually. What? I was in Paris, and I put down the violin during a rehearsal, and a cat jumped up whilst I had my back turned into the case, knocked the violin, but then got to land with the knock of the violin to the floor, and then jumped out, and the case landed then on top of the violin. Smashed the fiddle. And so it was really a major catastrophe.
Holy Moses.
But anyway, luckily.
He's clearly making this up.
I never prepared that at all.
I wish he was. I was trying to get on to him for weeks. He says, my violin's broken. I can't
take it. Is that a true story?
That's genuinely the truth. So I was given a brilliant fiddle by Michael Gutman, a Belgian man who was very kind. Literally invited me to his house the next day to take a Guarneri del Gesù sitting outside worth a couple of million. I've just probably put a target on my back. But
yeah,
anyway,
exactly, yes.
Lovely fiddle. So and violin. A beautiful violin, yeah, sitting out there.
My golly.
Angela's mine at the moment now.
Well, it's safe then.
It is.
But listen, can I just ask a question? On the basis of that, like, is that insured, the one of them?
So, yes, but there are complications. So the Guarneri out there for sure, yes.
Yeah.
So even if you try and take it off me, I'm grand money-wise, but I'll be walking out of here with a Kerry man on one side and RTE team on the other side.
What are you insinuating, Patrick?
I'm safe.
When Gavin's in the house, we're all safe. Gavin, you've got stories of catastrophe. No.
Fortunately, I can keep my instrument within me, you know, because otherwise I would forget it. Like, there's no question
like
about
myself,
that.
You travel light.
And pointedly so. Take umbrellas, for example. I had a euro for every umbrella that I left behind me on a train, on a plane, in an airport, in a car, I'd be a rich, rich man. So I'm very happy that my voice is situated in my throat.
That's right, and you, as you say, you carry it within. Tell us about this lovely concert on the 26th of October. What are you going to be doing? What is it?
So myself and Patrick, are delighted to be joining the world's favourite orchestra, the RTE Concert Orchestra.
Correct.
For a tribute, really, to the great legacy, the great recording and concert legacy of John McCormack and Fritz Kreisler. Of course, our Irish audiences will know who John McCormack is, the great Irish tenor, probably our greatest ever operatic export. But he struck up a very close relationship and a very fond friendship with the Austrian-American virtuoso violinist Fritz Kreisler. So much so, actually, that John McCormack's children used to refer to Fritz Kreisler as Uncle Fritz. They were really, really close, and they were good buddies, and there was, you know, anyway. They produced some of the most incredible recordings in the early days of recording, about 100 years ago or so. Under the mentorship of a guy called Fred Geisberg, who was the head of Gramophone and HMV at the time. He brought in all these wonderful artists like Nelly Melba, Enrico Caruso, etc. Brought all these guys together to create these wonderful recordings.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So
That's a relationship.
That's a relationship, exactly, yeah.
And you're attempting to, I suppose, have a sense of that.
Yeah.
But a man who can't even keep his violin away from a cat.
That's going wild, which is...
That's your general plan. Listen, I have the two of you. I have Mr. Ring and Doctor... Doctor.
Thank you, Marty.
I apologise. Are you a doctor yet, Patrick?
I'm not a doctor yet.
He's on his way, though.
I'm waiting
for
it.
Yeah, he's on his way.
Well, let's find out. Let's have this first. This is a solo mio, just a small tune. People might actually know.
Mai ora nata il sole, n'aria serena dopo una tempesta, bell'aria fresca, cuore già la festa, che bella cosa, mai ora nata il sole. O sole se ne scene, me viene quasi una malinconia. Sotto la finestra poi arresta via, quando fa notte o sole se ne scene.
That's a solemn you from the great Dr. Ring and Patrick Rafter, who's dreaming of a title. We'll give you a title, sir. We'll call you a sir. You were saying about Fritz Chrysler, there's a story.
Well, there's a brilliant story about talking about smashing violins. So yes. Chrysler, a bit of a charlatan. He was a modern-day media stuntsman. That's the way I'd best describe him. Yes. So he came up with all these ploys to get people talking about him. And one of them is this. He was so peeved with everyone asking about how beautiful his lovely Stradivarius was and what year it was made and all this. So picture this. He's doing a concert with the Vienna Phil, prestigious concert hall, prestigious conductor. At the end of the concert, there's a standing ovation. He takes the violin and smashes it against the podium. And he turns around and he says, "You see, is this violin?" Oh, he wasn't French, sorry. That's the wrong one. Not French, from Austrian. My Austrian accent's not so good. Anyway, so he says, he turns around and he says, "Well, you see, this violin I bought from the pawn shop earlier, it's worth a couple of hundred quid.
Oh, good man.
My sound, the violin, has nothing got to do with it. It's me who makes the sound, not the violin."
Oh.
So that got the lads talking.
A humble man, for sure. Golly. Listen, how did you two come together to do this? How did this come together?
We've known each other for years. Yeah, back in we studied all the time.
Exactly. And we both studied at the Royal Irish Academy of Music, and I suppose we've been admiring each other from afar for a long, long time.
But that's your personal business. To do with me.
Family show, Marty.
In the rehearsals, too, we're always admiring each other. And God, you sound lovely. God, you sound great. God, you look lovely. It's great.
We were very much in the club of mutual appreciation.
That's a good thing.
But it was Joe Chibby was the matchmaker.
He was.
Because obviously Joe is the in charge of the concert orchestra, and Joe came to me and Patrick. He says, "You know, I really want to do something with either one of you or the both of you." And then just organically it kind of came together.
Do you know what's great? With all due respect to me, we're talking about somebody who's a colleague, but he's a doer. And that's the great thing. Whatever about ideas, whatever about people who go to meetings about meetings, when he says he wants to go down a particular road, at least he pursues it.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is excellent, isn't it?
Yeah. He does.
You know, because we had our concerts too with him, with the RT Concert Orchestra, and they're so good.
Yeah.
The orchestra's just fantastic. But it's that fact that he makes it happen.
Yeah.
You, three of you, could have been chatting for months with someone else. Yeah, let's be honest about it. It's great that
100%. He's a great guy, and and we're very fortunate to have someone like Joe who's willing as well to sort of, you know, support Irish artists like myself and Patrick like this, and give us a platform as well to allow audiences to rediscover this wonderful legacy of McCormick and Chrysler.
I just realised something when I was going through my bits and bobs here. Patrick, you were born in 1991. I have shirts from 1991. You're only a young fella.
A wee young fella.
But you were a protege of Vengrov.
I was indeed.
I didn't realise that.
So I met Maxime years ago. I was doing a public masterclass at the Academy in London.
In London, right.
With Vengrov. And of course, it's one of these classes with 1,000 people, and he's very charming and brings everyone in. Played for him, and literally after lesson, he's like, "Right, you need..." Well, not a little Kenny accent, naturally. "You need to
don't
come..."
Don't do any Please, no more accents.
"Patrick, you need to come study with me."
Yes, that was it.
So he asked me to come study with him in Switzerland straight after. And when he came to Dublin, he picked me out. When he came to Dublin, he was very kind. And he got me to play alongside him with the Symphony Orchestra, the RTE Symphony Orchestra, as it was then now, the National Symphony Orchestra, playing Bach. So it's been a huge leg up. That's the best way to describe it. A huge leg up and a door opener to so many other things in life.
I suppose you could be lucky that someone sees a talent and says, what about?
You're right, and at the right time.
And like, he could have picked anybody, let's face it, in a crowded room, as it were.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So very, very, very best.
Good for you. And then, obviously, you got the good doctor involved.
I did.
You know what I must ask you, Gavin? Are you down at Wexford this year?
I am, actually, yeah. Do you remember last year I was talking to Marty about this new song cycle from Cars Iveen, Ballads of a Bogman?
That's right.
Based on the poetry of Sigurdsson Clifford. Well, the good folks at Wexford Festival Opera are facilitating a performance of that at one of the lunchtime concerts on the 2nd of November at St. Tiberius Church. So it'll be myself and the wonderful Louise Thomas on piano performing Stephen McNiff's song cycle. So get there if you can.
Sounds very good. See the way he did the plug there, Patrick? It was almost serious. I just asked him a simple question and he went off on one of his...
I do go off on ones from time to time.
That's totally...
I'm in the habit of going off.
Neither of us would ever get talk too much now, Gavin. No, I don't think that's ever a problem.
I don't know how it is you get a chance to play your violin and him to sing. Can I ask you a question? I must talk to you about McCormick, because we were very fortunate this year with the radio show a few weeks ago. We found ourselves in Naples.
Oh. And we went to the home. I saw you on Twitter, you were having a royal time.
We were indeed, and we went to Caruso's house.
Oh, wow.
And which is now a museum, and they have records on the wall and whatever. And the church he was baptised is like two doors down and all this carry on. But it's not exactly in a salubrious part of town. It was interesting, you know. And when you think about McCormack.
Yeah.
Like, McCormack is from the Midlands in Ireland. You would never think that he would have risen to the heights he did.
You know,
and yet he did. My mother was reared four or five doors from his house in... what the heck? Something Terrace. It's a terrace. Anyway.
Oh,
it's opposite the convent. I can't think of the woman name. Now, my mother was a much younger woman. But, like, the impact of McCormack is phenomenal. Yeah, when we really think about Caruso and him being the international star he was.
Yeah.
McCormack was a star.
But, you know, it's funny, because Caruso and McCormack, they battled for that, I suppose, that title of the greatest tenor in the world. There's a wonderful story, actually, and it just shows you the respect between Caruso and McCormack at the time. So I think it was McCormack was writing to Caruso, and I think Caruso had previously said, "How's the greatest tenor in the world?" to McCormack. And McCormack replied, "Since when did you become a baritone?"
That's pretty quick. That's pretty quick.
You know?
Yeah.
Amazing stuff.
It is wonderful, isn't it, when you think about McCormack?
It is, and I mean, like, the personalities at the time as well, and I suppose, like, we're obviously celebrating McCormack and Chrysler, and it is amazing, in a way, to think back 100 years to these incredible personalities, these titans of the classical music world, who were not just, let's say, you know, singing for their supper, as it were. They were directly influencing what was happening with the repertoire at the time, what was happening with recording. It was a huge time of flux.
But this is exactly it. But I love the fact that it is the beginnings of recordings. Yeah. I find that very exciting.
Yeah.
That these were kind of pioneers out there.
What I love about the recordings of McCormack and Chrysler and their legacy is that they both sort of made each other better. I mean, one thing I've really, really... honed in on or discovered whilst we have been preparing this programme is what a great interpreter McCormack was. And actually, being with Chrysler, it almost makes him a better artist. You know, it's just incredible. You know, McCormack's one of these artists you get a chance to discover layers upon layers upon layers every time you come back to him.
And you got the same thing happening now with Mr. Rafferty.
I actually think so, yeah.
He makes you a better
Yeah,
a better
I mean, performer. Like, I suppose it's that, like, over and back, and it's the chemistry that you establish with... And I suppose, look, tenor and violin is a very unusual pairing. You know, it's not regularly done.
No.
So it's lovely to have this camaraderie and this bounce between the two of us. And we've rehearsed a bit now over the last while, and it's just been electric.
What I'd say is that I gave this analogy a couple of weeks ago. Hurling, when you've two good teams playing against one another, just the standard rides up.
Yes.
When you've two bad teams, equally it drops.
Yeah.
So when you have people like, that's why McCormack and Chrysler, they just egged each other on.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's when you're in that kind of mindset, suddenly everything rises. And so with me and Gavin in our rehearsals, I just noticed there was just that bounce. There's a bit of spark, a bit of banter between us, a few slagging here and there, a bit of compliments here and there.
Yeah, totally.
And then it just comes together.
This is, on top of everything else, you've got the RTÉ Concert Orchestra.
We do.
Who are
amazing.
The room with their amazing sound, and that's going to be very exciting as well.
And the good thing about the orchestra is they're amazing players, but they're just the nicest people.
So you feel
when you're on stage, and I've done many things with them over the years, you turn around, you look at them, and you get smiles back, you get warmth back, you get true support.
But they,
and between myself, yourself and the wall, Marty, you don't always get that with orchestras around the world.
I believe that to be the case.
The RTÉ Concert Orchestra are special.
We're very blessed. We're very lucky to have them.
Now, here we are without them, but we can imagine the orchestra with...
They're here in spirit.
They're here in spirit, it'll do us.
Blue-eyed Makushla, I hear it in
in vain. Macusla, Macusla, your white arms are reaching. I feel them enfolding, caressing me still. Fling them out from the darkness, my lost love, Macusla. Let them find me. Are saying that death is a dream and love is for day. Then awaken, Macusla, away from your dreaming, my blue-eyed Macusla.
Macusla. Macusla, indeed. There it is. That's the two beauts that we have in front of us, Gavin Ring and Patrick Rafter.
The Thoroughbreds.
Will you be doing that?
We will. It's in the programme.
Sure. 26th of October, by the way, for those who are checking now. You have a conductor, the well-known Polish conductor, Anna Skoskowska-Mignon. She's going to be... is this her first time here? You met her, Patrick.
I know her. We met in Cork during a choral conducting thing together, and she's absolutely brilliant. The nice thing is she won this massive competition in Paris, La Maestra, and then she's won competitions in Gstaad at the Gstaad Festival. Oh, I know it. And her career has just taken off over the last couple of years. She's young, she's lovely to work with, she's good crack, so we'll have a bit of smiles on stage.
Oh, that's lovely.
Probably a cheeky wink here and there.
Right.
I leave you to the winking, Penny.
Gavin, you'll be getting winks off me.
Oh, yeah, we can wink each other, no bother.
Winks on the green. But anyway, is this her first time, do you know? Is it her first time here?
I'm not sure, I think so. Yeah, right. I haven't heard her in Dublin before.
That's another great thing about the RT Concert Orchestra, that when they bring in these conductors from and other members from time to time. It's a great thing, isn't it? Because she'll bring back whatever, hopefully joy she gets out of Ireland, I hope she does, to wherever she goes, be it back to Poland or wherever she carries on. And that's very important for all of us. You know, that linkage?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's a bit like I would talk to Gavin, obviously, about the fact that he'd be singing here and then he'd be off somewhere else and wherever the heck. And how you all play your trade.
Yeah.
And you're the same, Patrick. Wherever you happen to be playing the violin or singing, the linkage between the countries is vital.
Yeah. Oh, it is, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We've stopped a bloody war now, it would be far better, you know.
Well, this is it, but it's an international career, as it were.
Isn't
like,
it?
You know, I mean, that
like,
sounds very lofty in a way, but
no, but it is.
When you're flying Ryanair all the time, it's not particularly lofty.
Thank God for Ryanair.
Yeah, I know. Well,
there
this is it.
There are other airlines, of course.
Well, of course, well, look, there are makes other
it,
airlines.
Makes it easy for us to get around, so we'll complain.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. But as I always say about Ryanair, my attitude about Ryanair is very simple. You don't expect.
No.
And then you're not disappointed.
Well, that's very true.
And you know exactly what you're going to get.
Yeah, you know
so
the
just
score,
accept it.
Exactly.
If you're going to spend £1 million on a sandwich, that's up to you.
Well, yeah, actually, do you know, funny, on my last trip to Brussels, I met Michael O'Leary on the way over. He was going over as well. And He hasn't much interest in opera, unfortunately. Michael, if you're listening, maybe come on the 26th of October and we'll change your mind. Anyway,
we
get sponsored by Ryanair. But I said to him, I said to him, quite frankly, I says, look, to be honest, Michael, like, you know, I wouldn't be able to do what I do without Ryanair in a way.
But that's a fact.
Because, you know, I have a young family here in Ireland. We're based here in Ireland. Yes. Ryanair offers so many opportunities to be able to fly back frequently.
Very unusual
and
as well.
To have it at a fairly good cost as well.
No, I think it's...
I digress and I jest.
No, but you're making sense. And that's my argument all along. If there are other things I want, there are other airlines I can go to. So you make that choice.
Exactly.
Stay with me for a few minutes, just because I want to check the old
traffic. We stay with you all day.
Of course. Mind yourself, chiefly.
RTE Lyric FM Traffic and Travel. Sponsored by Citroën. Nothing moves us like Citroën.
Now, we go back to Sinead. Sinead, I have two very boisterous fellas here and they're taking all the Maltesers.
I tell you, I'm enjoying the conversation so far.
If I could get more Maltesers into them, we might have a bit more manners. Tell me all, what's happening on the road?
It's very busy out there. I'll start off in the capital where there's debris on the M50 northbound between the M1 merge and Junction 16 Cherrywood. We have reports of an oil spill on Dame Street at the George's Street Junction. So do take care around there. In Wicklow, we have reports of a collision on the N11 northbound at Junction 11, Kilpeder. Take care in the area. There has been an accident in Roscommon. It's on the M17 between Junction 19, Roscommon, and Junction 20, Tuam South. There has been a collision in Kildare as well on the M4 eastbound at Junction 6, Selbridge. Traffic is slow from Junction 8, Kilcock. Watch out for debris in Kildare as well on the M7 westbound between Junction 10 Naas South and the M9 merge. The N69 Glynn to Tarbert Road in Limerick is closed following an overnight collision there. And finally in Cork, it's busy on the North City Link Road from the North Ring Road Junction to the Keys. And that's the latest traffic and travel news. Back tomorrow morning.
You're back tomorrow morning?
Back tomorrow morning.
You always say Friday off.
Bright and early, I'll
What's
be
happened?
In.
What's happened?
I'm a changed woman.
You must be going for a big job, are you? You're going for a big job.
Spruce up the CV.
Listen, Gavin Ring sends his best to you.
Yeah, and hello back.
Constanto.
Uh-huh. Yes, we'll get to Armada in the Sinead.
A fellow Kerry person.
Right. Indeed. Talk to you in the morning. God bless you. Now, the other thing I want to just mention very briefly is you have Drogheda Classical Music. You wanted to mention, this is not Patrick, it is you, Gavin. What are you doing? Are you the man there?
Well, yes, I've succeeded the great Pauline Ashwood at Drogheda Classical Music there recently. And our series has kicked off there on the 24th September. Brilliant concert with Lisa de la Salle and the Hermes Quartet. But we continue next week on the 12th of October with the brilliant Michael McHale, who brings his 40th birthday anniversary concert to Drogheda. Full of romance and passion and power. So do come along, St. Peter's Church of Ireland, and there'll be a little pre-concert chat with myself and Michael at 7 p.m. if early birds want to come in.
Lovely. That's what date's that?
12th of October. Next Thursday.
However, the 26th, which is the RTÉ Concert Orchestra, Anna Sulkowska, Mignon, the conducting, Gavin and Patrick, on that night... you're both great conversationalists. You're both great crack. No, you are, because we've...
Can't get a word out of us.
No.
Will you be talking on the stage? Will you be having a bit of fun with the audience? And do you know what I'm saying?
So the whole idea...
What do you think, Martin?
I'm hoping that you will.
Because we want to kind of tell the story to each of these songs and pieces that we've chosen, have a bit of a background and have a funny story. So we're going to tell stories, and we find that it's a lovely way to engage and pull
because
people inwards.
Because part of the cries from McCormack Magic was their friendship and their camaraderie and the crack. I was reading a newspaper from Houston, Texas in 1915 there recently, and it was an interview with the both of them.
Great.
And the banter was 90 between them. And so myself and Patrick, I think we're doing well at recreating that. We're going to try and bring that as well.
You see, I think that's a great idea. Because you're bringing the audience with you and you're having a bit of crack. And how long have you known each other, do you think? Have you worked out how long?
15 years.
Absolutely.
It was wee babas in the academy.
I remember hearing about this fella, though, before I went to the academy. I remember being in secondary school in St Finian's in Mullingar, and there was all this talk. There was a couple of violinists there with me, and they used to go up to the academy, and they'd always come back that week stories about this mercurial Patrick Rafter.
Really?
You know, so yes. it's been in the ether for quite a
always
while.
Always found in a Kilkenny t-shirt, I would say.
Listen, I'm going to let you go. I want to finish off with Ladies in Lavender, which is the great Nigel Hess. But this is you, Patrick, with the RTÉ Concert Orchestra, Gavin Maloney doing the bit of conducting on this. This is gorgeous. This is live.
It was a recording we did actually during the pandemic.
Yeah.
And it's from that beautiful film, Ladies in Lavender, with Judi Dench.
Beautiful piece of
amazing
music.
Amazing piece of music. And we'll be doing it on the 26th. We'll be including this.
Oh, you will not, really?
Yes. So it's lovely. Really lovely little connection.
Chance for Gavin to catch his breath.
Exactly. He can sing along if he wants.
He can.
I'd be humming in the background. I leave that to you, Pat.
That doesn't surprise me. God bless the period.
Thank you, Marty.
Thanks a million.
Thanks for having us.
My great pleasure. Ladies in Lavender, the theme from the movie Nigel Hess, the RTÉ Concert Orchestra with Patrick Rafter, recorded live. And we've a message from Sean D. Rafter from Kilkenny, who asked us to mention, the dad of Patrick's nephews, Sean, William, Tom and George. They were all looking forward to hearing them this morning. They'll be listening back. Obviously, they're all in school this morning. So we wish them well. But there it is. It's called The Elements of Genius, Chrysler and McCormack. Thursday, 26th of October, 8 o'clock, main stage, NCH. Gavin Ring, tenor, Patrick Rafter on the violin, and Anna Skolkowska-Mignon from Poland, who is the conductor with the RTÉ Concert Orchestra. That's everything now. Everything now put to bed.